come along to an actual real-life Game of Thrones. Because that's exactly what is happening today. Good evening, welcome along to Radio Yorkshire's election coverage 2015. I'm Darren Harper. We're going to be in the studio until 6 a.m. I still can't say it without laughing. No, it hasn't. It was myself and, of course, Sam Bridges, the radio wife. Evening, Sam.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm all right. Do you know what? I've had three coffees. I'm ready to go.
He's wired. He's wired already.
One before I left. One when I got off the train. You've made me one.
I know. I haven't made you one, actually. I made myself one. I'm going to make you one in a second.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
What we're going to do as well, right the way throughout the evening, is our man Thomas Feeney, who is at the Leeds count, Thomas Feeney, and he's going to be there live for us. We'll be catching up with him a little bit later on to find out what's going on there. But also, that's at the First Direct Arena, and they went real gangbusters on it, didn't they? They had like fireworks and everything going off earlier.
Yeah, firework display. Leeds always does it best. So yeah, they treated everyone to a firework display. And as the cliche goes, we're gonna get fireworks overnight.
Oh,
fireworks!
Good lord! Yes, and he's also done Elections You Know Nothing About. He is, of course, our Sport You Know Nothing About reporter by day. And if you've ever listened to Good Morning Yorkshire, you would know that, obviously. But he's also done Elections You Know Nothing About. We're going to have a few of these every single hour. Let's have our first one now. Here's Tom Feeney.
In Brazil, a clown made Congress. During his political campaign, he said, "I don't know what congressmen do, but vote for me and I'll let you know." He even repeatedly said, "It can't get any worse." He admitted before being elected, he planned to do absolutely nothing if gaining election, apart from working out what an actual congressman is meant to do. Even after not particularly putting too much effort in, Grumpy the Clown received 1.3 million votes, more than double that of his nearest competition.
Well, there we go, a clown getting into Parliament. That could never happen in this country.
What time's that first result?
We could say stuff now, can't we?
We've got about 25 minutes.
Because like that's the weird thing, and people obviously do know this, that when you go into election mode, if you say something bad about one party, you've got to say something bad about every party. If you say something good about one party, you've got to say something good about every party. You've got to give equal amount of broadcast time to every single party. It's quite a difficult thing to do.
It is quite tough. But I think we can forget pretty much most of that now. But we were talking generally there. We weren't really putting it on one party in particular.
Oh, no.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
So what's the best film or TV that's ever had like an election type thing in it? I've done my research today. I'm going to say it's either House of Cards or it's The West Wing. It's one of those two. So that's been my prep today, is watching an election episode of The West Wing.
Okay. So do you know, I'm thinking
Josiah Bartlett's going to take this out tonight. I think he's going to be fine.
I've never watched the West Wing in full. I've got it. I've got the full box set all
season.
And seasons,
you've never watched it.
And I've never got to watch
You've also
it.
Got another box set at the moment, haven't you?
Yeah, less said about that one, the better. There's not an election in that one, is there? So,
well, actually not in that bit, but there is in the previous three films, in the prequels. We're talking, of course, about the Star Wars box set, which Sam has never seen Star Wars, which I can't believe I've worked with him this long and he's still not seen it. And I've given him the DVDs and he's had them for about 2 weeks now.
Yeah, it took me a few days to take them home. If I'm honest.
Were they too heavy?
Just not enough room in the bag with all my paperwork that I have to do.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
First wave of tarnish. It's 20 past 12.
How old is he? 20... four, five,
something like
that. Mid-20s.
That is ridiculous.
21 minutes past midnight, and he's tired.
Oh, poor little Billy Banks. Did you have any naps this afternoon?
No. Well, actually, I had about a little lot, 20 minutes. Little Flynn went off, and then I fell asleep, and then he woke up.
Oh, annoying.
Yeah. Well, this morning it was going to happen. That was the planned nap.
You were going to have a proper lying.
Yeah, when he naps about 11, and then he just wouldn't go to sleep. He just wasn't having it. So that was, out of the window. So, yeah, I had about 20 minutes. And I was we were up at 5:30 with him, so... It's been a long day. But you don't see me complaining, Billy Banks.
No, not at all. I've got to admit, I had a 2.5-hour nap at lunchtime. I feel sprightly.
Oh, two hours.
2 hours. 2.5 hours. It was fantastic.
Sure you were napping. It was your anniversary, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had a little nap. There's nothing wrong with that.
I've got some I've got some breaking news.
Okay. That's the breaking news.
We should be going back over to Joe for this, okay. Doncaster. But we talked, if you were listening earlier, about Nick the Flying Brick. From the Monster Raven.
I've just seen some photos.
He's arrived.
He's just said
he has
just
arrived in Doncaster.
Photos.
He is there. So maybe Joe will be able to catch up with him. We'll set Joe the task.
Oh.
Get him on it. But Nick, the Flying Brick, the Shadow Minister for the Abolition of Gravity, has arrived in Doncaster.
This is just going to be awesome. We have to be talking to Nick the Brick.
Get him on live.
Get him on live.
The football with Gary Lineker on Match of the Day when he does one of those terrible interviews.
This will be just as terrible, I guarantee it. 23 past 12, it's Radio Yorkshire.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
Been asked for a couple of requests coming through. One coming through from Lewis saying, can I play some Garth Brooks? No. let's just say that now. No. Yeah. No. Not Garth Brooks. Come on.
My music melee is safe then.
The music melee coming up a little bit later on this morning. I made a little snorting now.
<It did. laughs>
I don't know why I did that.
Where's that come from?
That's my very famous Peppa Pig impression. Mm. We're entering the time now that
things just creep in the body.
It's just you're gonna hear all sorts of things coming out over these microphones. You're gonna hear stomachs rumbling. We're gonna hear some sort of gaseous expulsions, I'm sure, at some point during the night.
That was like earlier when we were talking about taking your pets or your dog, or whatever, to the polling station.
Oh, yeah.
Bring your horse to the studio.
No, don't do that. See, that's my horse impression. That's quite good.
That's very good.
That's all right, isn't it?
26
minutes away from 1 a.m. If you're still with us, well done you. And thanks very much for being there. Now, we're going to be crossing back down to Doncaster right now because I think the interview we've all been waiting for is with Joe Rawson.
Well, Darren, the moment you've been waiting for is here. I'm here with Nick the Flying Brick. Nick... Great. How are you?
I'm in tip-top condition tonight, and I do believe that in the next 4 or 5 hours, I'm going to find myself on the way to Westminster.
You've stood in a number of elections before, haven't you?
I have, yes.
Why do you keep doing this?
Well, I do this for the country. I'm doing this for the people of the UK. I believe that I am the only true voice in Westminster, or would be if I got elected. Which, and I think today is the day. This is my 8th parliamentary election. I've stood in 5 generals before, and, well, 4 generals before. This is my 5th general, and I've stood in 3 by-elections. The last one was Newark, and the one before that was in Alderman Saddleworth, and the one before that was in Crewe and Nantwich.
And what are you going to change if you do get elected?
Well, I'm going to abolish gravity. I'm a single-issue politician. And it is my mission to abolish gravity as soon as possible. And this will make, for instance, it'll make football more like Quidditch.
It would, yeah.
So that's obviously my main aim. But my local policy for Doncaster is that I think that I'm going to get a European grant so that all people in Doncaster, all houses in Doncaster, can have at least 3 kitchens.
Why would anyone want three kitchens?
Well, I just think two kitchens is not enough to have. I think really everybody should have three kitchens. And I'm sure Ed Miliband would be very pleased to have a house in Doncaster with at least three kitchens.
And I heard that you might want to put a racetrack here in Doncaster as well to encourage Jeremy Clarkson to come home.
Well, it's not actually just here in Doncaster. I'm going to put a Formula One racetrack. I'm going to scrap HS2, the high-speed rail link, and I'm going to put a Formula One racing track from... where does he live? I've forgotten where he lives. Chipping Norton. That's RU Series. This is RU Series. He's our main shadow minister for uncommitted...
Manifesto commitments.
Okay. So he helped me a great deal.
A lot to remember.
So you helped put the manifesto together.
Yeah. Well, I'm uncommitted.
Right, OK.
Yeah.
So how many votes do you think you'll get?
I think I'll get about 50,000 votes tonight. Yeah.
So I think Murray Band will be in trouble.
I believe he's going to be worried.
A loony land. Well, he's not here, is he? I mean, actually,
he will be worried, won't he?
And would you fancy going in a coalition with the Conservatives?
Well, the first people we're going to have a coalition with is the SNP, because they share the same party colours as us.
Well, judging by the exit polls, they've done very well tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's going to be a loony
but
SNP alliance.
Very well in England.
No.
It's going to be a loony SNP alliance, and I think that's really going to be the crux of the next government.
And I have to say, you had the biggest ovation so far tonight when you walked in the room.
I was a bit surprised by that, because...
It is. It's the only ovation I've heard.
Because normally I'm quite shy and retiring. And I was a bit surprised by that. Weren't you, are you?
Well, yeah. You're very shy, normally.
I'm very shy.
And reserved.
Yeah.
And reserved.
And I love some of the outfits that your posse have got.
Right.
Well, yeah. we're going to revitalise the millinery.
I've seen a knight walking about, and we keep playing Game of Thrones music on Radio Yorkshire, and sort of a bit Game of Thrones reminiscent.
we're very modern, in fact, aren't we?
Well, I am.
We like Thrones a lot.
And I'm serious.
He's deadly serious.
I like your dicky bow.
Oh, thank you very much. That's my new one. It's very
patriotic, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's Nick the Brick here in Doncaster. You? I'm Joe from Radio Yorkshire.
Ah, that's a very good programme, isn't it? Do you have your own show then, Joe?
I don't. I'm a newscaster, so... Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately, I just read the news.
Right.
Oh. Or make it up as you go.
Or make it up as we go along.
Politicians do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're in good
company. Are you preparing your questions to me when I'm after my victory speech and when I've got into Parliament? Have you formulating those?
I'm off to do that right now.
Yeah,
actually,
you need to get pen to paper, sharpish, Joe.
I know.
But one of our policies, and this is one that Nick came up with, was when we actually get into power, we're going to convert number 10 Downing Street into a hair salon, which we're going to call Government Cuts.
Oh, I like the name.
It's one of our fringe policies, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Bit of a grey area, but...
Yeah. I've got an environmental policy. I want to put piranhas into the River Don to make fishing a spectator sport.
I think they're two great policies.
We've got plenty more policies to stimulate the electorate with. And I think once we've got this lot out, there'll be no stopping us.
No. Yeah. No.
The future looks bright, I think.
It's number 10 or bust, isn't
number
it?
10 or bust.
Yeah. There you have it, then. No stopping the monster raving loony party. Thank you for chatting to us. Thank you for chatting to us on Radio Yorkshire. There we go. Nick the Brick, who ended up interviewing me, actually. Back to you in the studio, Darren.
Wow. Oh, dear. Possibly the greatest interview I've ever heard.
Joe has earned his money.
He could pack up and go home now, couldn't he, really?
20-1.
Done.
His fee.
There you go. Thank you very much, Joe. You are done. Unfortunately, I'm just a newscaster.
Mm.
That's it. Unfortunately. Why? What's he after? What does he want to be?
Well, your gig, probably.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Keep up those kind of interviews, Joe.
Keep them coming.
6 months' time.
You never know.
Darren who?
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.
We do have to go to our man Tom Fahini because he's done some sterling work for us today on the elections you know nothing about.
Well,
In Milton, Washington, in 1938, a mule was voted in. Why did this happen, I hear you cry? Well, this was because the Democratic mayor wanted to prove that the Republicans didn't really know who they were voting for. The mule ran unopposed, and in the end actually went down to the courthouse for the thing to be legalised. He signed the deal by getting some ink printed on one of his hooves. The Democratic mayor even went down to the courthouse to be a witness and signed the documentation to prove that this did actually happen.
It's decision time, the general election on Radio Yorkshire.
So I was just wondering whether people at home might have any election day niggles. You're staying up, maybe you're sat on the sofa in an uncomfortable position, yeah. Maybe you're at a count. Yeah, I can't imagine that the seating for our reporters are there. You're sat there on a lovely plush four-leather chair.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Reclining. I've got a nice soft cushion.
Oh, yeah.
If you're out of count, what's the seating like? I imagine if it's a school or something like that, not going to be very good. So
we're going to be catching up Nichols with all of our guys, aren't we? We'll find out what their seatage is like.
Yeah, whether they need a massage or something like that.
We should have provided that.
You would have thought...
Sent masseurs round. Mm. That might have been a good idea, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be if you were a local masseuse to one of these places. You'd probably make a killing.
You'd coin
going
it.
Round.
You would absolutely coin
Lots
it.
Lots of tense candidates, people
spa
who've been
treatments.
On their feet all day, sat in uncomfortable seats.
Oh, so you could do a little spa treatment, like a little freshen up of the face, that sort of thing. You know, when you go on a long-haul flight and then they give you those hot towels just to freshen you up, maybe that's a good idea, something like that. Well, I think that's a good idea. Maybe we should put that in place for next time.
Yeah.
Radio Yorkshire towels.
I might just go and get one of the towels from...
Chuck it in the microwave.
The toilet, yes, stick it in the microwave.
see what happens. OK, we've been waiting for this all night. It's that time where we find out what this election means to the man or the nearly three-year-old girl on the street. She's not actually on the street. She's my three-year-old daughter. This is Isabel. She's our Echo Pundit, and it's time to find out what she thinks about this election.
Elsa? Do you want to build a snowman?
It's the general election today, and so we want to find out what our Echo Pundit, where she's going to be voting. So would you be voting, okay, would you be voting Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, UKIP, SNP or Green? What would you be voting?
I don't really know, Daddy.
Okay. Do you think, realistically, Isabel, that the problem is within the electoral system itself?
Yes, Daddy, that's a problem.
What do you think they should do? Are you a fan of First Past the Post?
No, Daddy. I don't. Proportional representation.
Proportional representation. It's a good idea. It favours the smaller parties. What do you say to all those people that have a voice and an opinion on things, but they haven't gone out to vote?
Silly people.
Yes, silly people. You've got to vote, haven't you?
Yes, you must vote.
Yes, you must vote. OK, Isabel, well, that's it's interesting to see your views on all of these subjects.
Downstairs.
Oh, right, they're going downstairs. Have you got... Well, I'm with Sam this evening. Have you got anything to say to Sam?
We love your car, Sam.
Yeah, we love your car, Sam. Well, listen, Isabel, I shall see you in the morning. I love you lots.
Yes, Daddy.
There you go. That's the only response you want to the election. And interesting that she's got that much knowledge about electoral systems that she wants to go for proportional representation.
Mm, interesting.
Amazing. Amazing that she would go for that. That tends me to think that she's probably a Lib Dem supporter. That's what makes me think that. But there you go. And she really likes your car, Sam. So there you go.
Excellent.
15 minutes away.
It's decision time. The general election on Radio Yorkshire.